Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have Mary Folio with us, and she's talking about what is the meaning of life, three keys to lasting fulfillment. So let's take a look at today's sentence. You're not a failure. That tension is a really good thing, so embrace that drive that you have, embrace your ambition, and the gap between where you are and who you are today, and where you want to go, and who you want to become over the next year and 10 years and so on. You are not a failure. That tension is a really good thing. So embrace that drive that you have, embrace your ambition, and the gap between where you are and who you are today and where you want to go and who you want to become over the next year and 10 years and so on. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 failure。failure 呢是失败的意思。failure 它的重音在最前面的地方 ,AI 发 L 的音 fail。failure, 现在看它的动词原形就是 fail, 是去掉 l-u-r-e 这边 fail 指的是失败啊或者是不及格的意思。那我们可以说 when you consider yourself failed, you should think about why you have failed instead of being stuck in that negative emotion. 当你失败的时候啊你应该可以去想是我为什么失败了而不是陷在那种负面情绪里面。那再我们来看 failure, 那其实 Mary Folio 她今天要讲的东西呢失败所带来的挫折感以及你该怎么去运用那种挫折感来面对你接下来的生活这样子。那回到 failure 这一个字的话呢我们可以说 failure isn't a bad thing because at least you would know that you have tried. 失败并不是一件坏事因为至少呢你勇敢的尝试过了。再我们要来看的是 tension。tension 呢是紧绷的那种感觉或者是压力的意思。那我们可以说 You can feel the tension start to heating up in the room when they start to quarrel. 当他们两个起争执的时候你可以感觉到房间的气氛呢是越来越紧绷的。那它的形容词呢则是 tense, 则是紧绷的。那我们可以说 I feel like your shoulders are a bit tense. I think you really need a massage. 感觉到你的肩膀很紧绷你可能需要去被按摩一下。再我们来看的是 embrace, embrace 呢指的是拥抱的意思啊，它的 brace 是重音发 a 的音 ，c 发 s, embrace, embrace。那 embrace 呢可以指的是实质的拥抱，像是说 they embraced each other and bid farewell， 他们拥抱了彼此之后互道再见，也可以是拥抱一个概念或者是一个想法。那我们可以说 after my persuasion she finally embraced the idea that moving might be a good choice， 在我说服之下呢她总算拥抱了这个搬家可能会是一个还不错的想法。再我们来看的是 ambition。Ambition 呢则是指雄心或者是抱负的意思它的重音在 BI 的地方 AM 发 M 的音 Ambition 那我们可以说 One of his ambition is to become a pilot in the future 他有一个这个雄心壮志呢就是他未来要当一个机长那再来呢它的形容词呢则是 ambitious ambitious 呢指的是有野心的可是呢我们在英文里面呢其实 ambitious 这个字带有一点点负面的含义在就是讲一个人可能太有野心那我们可以说 almost everyone in the office can tell that he is a little bit too ambitious 在办公室里的大家呢几乎都看得出来他好像野心过多有点太有野心这样子那最后啊我们要来看的是 Gap 大家除了知道这个 Gap 是一个很有名的服饰品牌之外呢它其实就是有一个分歧啊或者是隔阂在那我们可以说 I think there is a huge gap between my definition of successful and yours 我认为啊我跟你在定义成功这件事情上面有非常大的隔阂和分歧那或者是呢我们会讲到这个代沟啊世代之间有代沟这样子那这个叫做 generation gap 那我们可以说Generation gap occurs because either the kid or the parent refuse to communicate. 我们会有代沟的原因啊，可能会是因为小孩或者是父母其中一方不愿意沟通。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. You are not a failure. That tension is a really good thing. So embrace that drive that you have, embrace your ambition, and the gap between where you are and who you are today, and where you want to go, and who you want to become over the next year and 10 years and so on. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your sentence recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!